Steve Quayle with us. Lots of talk these days about another planet, Planet X, circling around. We'll talk with Stephen about that, Earth changes, and then later on this hour, the Genesis 6 Giants on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back, Stephen Quayle with us. Stephen, Earth changes, and there are many. There's areas in Florida that they're concerned about, that they may go under one day. This Planet X that people have talked about for years, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's fascinating because I want to draw people's attention. I'll maybe touch on parts of it. But today, George, I was contacted, and the person who contacted me had no idea I was going on your show, okay?
All right.
It just none whatsoever. A couple days ago on the 11th, okay, well, actually 4 days ago, a Navy SEAL active duty sent me the whole his rundown on what the military is concerned with, really, as it relates to Planet X. Planet X is known as Nibiru. It's gone by the name Gabriel's Fist, Lucifer's Hammer, of which there was a book about it. But here's the gist. We're already starting to see an earthquake and an earthquake increase and very substantial quakes. I've gotten to the point where I won't even post them on my website unless they're over 6.3 with ramifications. But what's astonishing today, a friend of mine called who had just had a talk with a general that he said, multi-star, active duty, not retired. I don't know the general's name, so it won't do any good to try and, you know, find it in my email, boys and girls in that world. The point is that he said, I quote, I'm going to read you my notes, okay? He said, they are concerned that by 2016, late spring.
Not too far away.
No, he said this, and these aren't my exact notes. Actually, I write at an angle on a legal pad. I could actually, you know, scan this tomorrow and send it to you, but he said this. Every volcano will erupt, okay?
Jeez.
He said that the magma will be absolutely obscene in its amount. He said there's going to be an electrical discharge, and there's a law in physics about planets coming into each other's orbital plane,
mm-hmm.
that the greater mass will destroy the lesser mass, and prior to that, you'll see electrical discharge. He said it will be the ultimate EMP. What's fascinating, he says the military is going into areas never that they've never been before. Now, I can't even know what that would be, okay? But the thing that's fascinating to me is now I'm going to take you to, and the most important part of my website is my alerts, okay? If I get them at 3 in the morning and I'm up, you can bet I'm posting it because I don't know, you know, what the morning will bring. But the fascinating part about this, and it was that the Navy SEAL was telling me about the big event, okay? And that was, again, 4 days ago. And so as I look at the information, I'm just going to read that right now in my alerts. I'm only going to read parts of it because it directly relates to what you're asking about, okay? And the fascinating part to me is, I can't get away from that word, is that that unknown to the gentleman that contacted me in a panic, and it wasn't a panic, he said that this is absolutely going to take place. Now, we've heard about it. It's been there. People have dismissed it. Oh, the end of the world, blah, blah, blah. Remember when U.S. News and World Report brought up Planet X and that was never seen or heard from again?
That's right.
Well, when you and I were talking about the dead astronomers, people were headed down to the southern, below the equator, and obviously very famous astronomers were killed. Shoemaker, you know, and his wife in the Australian desert. You know, the middle of nowhere, and they have a traffic accident? I don't think so. On my website, there's the list of dead astronomers. But here's the deal. I'm going to read this because it is so critical, okay? It is the fact that we are going to see a total cover-up until it's too late to cover up. He said the big event they're preparing for is when Planet X, Nibiru, Gabriel's Fist, that's what it was called from the guys that got a hold of me 10 years ago, Lucifer's Hammer, once it enters into the orbital plane, there's going to be so much of an upheaval that at that point it's going to take the world by storm. Those were his words. And when that happens, everybody is going to basically be on their own. So when I say on their own, the people that are left alive. So one of the points he brought up, he believes that Jade Helm could be a population reduction exercise that turns hot or active. Now remember, this is a Navy SEAL, a real one, just out several years ago. And he, because of his expertise and specialty, he sat in on these meetings. And one of the things they worried about was how to control the population. Well, then it turned to, why don't we get rid of the population? Because the resources will be so minimal that we'll be fighting over what's left. Now, I've talked to truckers. The truckers have contacted me. They listen to your show every night, Over the Road Truckers, when they're driving, when Coast is on, and they say they are delivering more stuff, whether it's medical supplies, whether it's food, whether you name it, they're delivering it to some of the biggest underground bunkers in the United States, of which there's in excess of 250. The point, and maybe more than that, but that's at least the ones they know about. The point that the Navy SEAL wanted people to understand is this, that they are planning. It's kind of like all the movies, and then it drew attention to the movies, the fact that, you know, all of the Hollywood has been prepping everybody for this for the past 10 years. And you and I have talked about how science fiction is the prepositioning of thoughts in the American psyche and subconscious to basically get them to dismiss at first, but then obviously pull it out of their psyche when it's needed, saying, well, you remember that movie we, you know, Armageddon or whatever, or the day, what was the one that the, where the Yellowstone supervolcano goes off? I can't remember it right now. The day after or something?
Day After Tomorrow.
Yes. And so the point is, all of those movies are prepping people for this. Now, again, look at the volcanoes. We've got Kilauea. I was on Kilauea taking aerial photos. I think there's some on my website a couple years ago. And the Pūʻahu crater was just slightly, you could see a little lava down at the base of the Pūʻahu crater. Then I followed it down in the helicopter. We got off the coast, literally off the coast, 25, 30 feet away where the lava meets the ocean. And there was a nice lava flow. Well, last week the crater filled up with lava and they thought it was going to blow. You go into Indonesia. Indonesia, for the record, had two of the biggest volcanic explosions in history, Tambora and Krakatoa. And what people leave out and factor out, which I believe is disingenuous lies, especially in climate theory, is the fact that they can track the effects of the year that Tambora blew up, where the temperature cooled, global cooling. You know, that's a very famous, there's actually a book written about it. So the point that people are missing is that even the subsea volcanoes off of the California coast, we're seeing earthquakes now, we're seeing a lot of seismic activity and a lot of potential venting going on in Nevada, on the Nevada-California Mammoth Hot Springs area. So what the Navy SEAL was saying and what the general was saying is this is going to become more problematic, more apparent, and when it comes to the point of no longer being able to cover it up or deny it, that's when things get interesting. So his point is Jade Helm is a preparatory strike to get rid of a lot of people ahead of time.
Zachariah Sitchin, in his work, of course, The 12th Planet, I think he pinpointed this pretty accurately, Stephen, but there are a lot of deniers out there. How come?
Well, I think it's because archaeoastronomy, archaeology has been under the control of what I would call the Illuminati, the illuminated ones who want to use it to their advantage. It's the same thing with giants. It's the same thing with the massive architecture. It's the issue that, as you know, I sent you a copy. Did you see the trailer to our expedition documentary?
Yes, I got that.
Well, I sent, you know, Tim and the film crew down to Peru and Bolivia, and people want to see it. It's on my website. But here's the deal. When they went into Bolivia, George, even the people that were on the Peruvian side of Lake Titicaca couldn't figure out why the Bolivian government was clamping down on tourism. Tim said, his exact words were, you would have sworn you were in Nazi Germany. He said they had to hide their cameras, and he said people with megaphones, and he said He said, the last thing I wanted, Steve, was to end up in a Bolivian jail. Well, I think everybody in the world would want that. But what they found was an interesting group of people that were talking. Now, these people were the ones that spoke, I believe it's called Quechua. It's the pre-Spanish language that obviously the Spaniards translated into Spanish. And the older, listen to this, George, the older occupants in that whole area, Lake Titicaca is at 13,000 feet,